4 CPA Mobile. CBA KO4 PXB. PXB KB4 CBA, good afternoon. Good afternoon, sir. Sir, how was your day? I just got back from Maggie Valley. I was up there a few days visiting my sister, and just got back. I don't know, about 3 hours, 2 or 3 hours ago.
Hopefully had a safe and uneventful trip, at least on the roadway.
Bad. 20, of course, 26 is that section. I get on it from Highway 25 and take it all the way up to 40, and there's a lot of construction going on, but the traffic moved along quite nicely, and wasn't really any snarls or anything, and it was a pleasant trip. it could have been a whole heck of a lot worse.
Is that what they call the malfunction junction?
We're 40 and 26 intersect, especially if you're coming back the other way, coming back toward Greenville on 40, and you take the eastbound, take 26 eastbound. That I've seen that exit back up almost all the way to 1923, which is the next exit on 40. So it's been a mess, but they've got that exit lane fixed now that you don't even have to merge in with the traffic on 26. You can just keep going straight in that exit lane or on ramp, and you don't have to merge into traffic. That on ramp lane becomes a lane part of 26. So that keeps things moving along. You know, people aren't having to slam on their brakes and try to merge in with traffic.
It definitely sounds like they've made it a lot better.
You know, they're widening. I think they're going to widen 26, and they've got, there's a section of the east, the westbound side that you're, the east and westbound side we're side by side, and all that separates us is those little concrete barriers, and you're running around 60, between 60 and 70 miles an hour, and it's curving, or it's not really straight in places. It's the lanes kind of move in and out, and it's interesting. It's a challenge. But it'll be real nice when I have finished in about 2 years.
That'd be good, because I was trying to find out if it'd be worthwhile towing my camper up that way, or just finding a place up there that may have a cabin, or a place that will set up a camper for you, and then you just tell them when you're done, and they'll come back and take it back down.
There's several places in Maggie Valley for RVs, and but I don't know any of the details. You just have to call them, I guess, and ask, because I know there's some. I'm pretty sure there's some there that are there all the time, and they just rent them out. But then some of them, they have places that you can rent if you have your own RV. So I don't know. You just have to check them out, find them online, and check them out.
I do that because we're planning on doing that in somewhere around Florida place too, that we're going to drive down to Florida as close as we can and then either rent a camper there instead of towing mine that far that way, because I normally run about 55 to 60, you know, but without the camper on there, you know, I can run about 70 that way, and it'll take a lot less gas. So my thought is to spend the money that's being used for gas and the time frame that it takes, just rent one closer to where I'm going to be at, and then just drop it back off there and just head back to the house, you know, drive back from Florida to South Carolina.
Well, that's smart, because, and that way you're not having to tow it down and bring it back. And, yeah, I've never even thought about that. Of course, my wife wouldn't go camping, you know, if her life depended on it, so I don't have to worry about any of that.
For a PXB, yeah, with a 34-foot camper that's got a refrigerator, freezer, microwave, stove, and all the amenities to it, is just pretty much like a home on wheels.
So I agree with you, you know, it wouldn't bother me one bit, but her dad was a law enforcement officer, and he always said that's where all the criminals hung out, was at the campground, so she won't set foot on one.
Have to convince her to bite the bullet, because they have ones that you can actually tow it that has a self-contained generator, and it'll run pretty much everything self-contained, water, bathroom and shower facilities, everything all contained. You can completely go off-grid.
So she wouldn't even have to leave the camper, I don't think I could talk her into it. especially at her age. I mean, she it's just been so many years, and she's getting ready to have foot surgery, and it's going to be just about got hit there. Woo! The trucks came right over on me. He does not have blind spot monitoring. anyway, she's going to have foot surgery Friday, and she's going to be off for, she cannot put any weight on that foot for like 6 weeks. So it's going to be an interesting time. But anyway, and then if that goes well, she's going to have the other one done.
Play more power to you. Hopefully everything turns out okay.
She had a great success with surgery. She's had several joint replacements and stuff, and some of them have gone well. And so anyway, just praying that this one will. But because that tendon comes up the back of your heel and sew it back together, it's torn, and it'll heal by itself, but he wants to cut it, and I don't know why. And then she has a like a bone spur or something right on the bottom of her heel that needs to be, it'll have to be, I guess, ground off. And so it's kind of like two surgeries. And it'll be interesting.
And me and my wife started out tent camping when it was just me and her by herself, and we had a little portable AC unit that kept it nice, and because some places we figured out it was definitely very humid at night, and took a little while to get cooled down before you get to sleep, and it's not very comfortable sticking to a rubber mattress when it's, you know, humid like that.
I remember as a child, when we didn't have air conditioning, we would stick to the sheets. It would be so dang hot. And when we didn't have air conditioning, we just had a window fan that pulled air through the house, and so that was about it. So you just had hot air blowing over you, and that was that was about the extent of our air conditioning.
Yeah, those were definitely the times. Yeah, definitely an experience with the pop-up. The first day that we got our pop-up, the seal on the very top was leaking, so it was coming down through the little receptacle that the lights would connect to. And then we had some kids with us, and they woke. They were calling out for my wife, and so I heard her and told my wife, and she goes, "Well, what do they want?" I said, "I don't know. They were calling you." And it was like 1 o'clock in the morning, and the seal on the very top was leaking. So I got up there and put some tape up there to stop it till I could actually see in the morning time.
Did you use duct tape?
Am I talking to you from the south? Yes, I did.
Duct tape fixes everything. I've seen people duct tape their bumpers back on their car and stuff like that.
It was actually, they call it seam tape for campers, but it was just like a real thick, very, 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 very sticky duct tape.
I don't remember the brand. I still have some of it at the house, but I bought some tape, a roll of tape, and it came in several colors. I bought several different colors, several different rolls, and but they claimed that if you had like a pinhole in your radiator hose, you could put this tape around it and it would hold the pressure and seal off the radiator hose. I never had the occasion to try that, but that was an interesting claim. But it was some very nice tape. I'll have to give it to them.
Definitely sounds good. Like I said, there was always a quick remedy for that radiator leaks too that I've never had to try. But I said to put pepper in there or put a raw egg, and the heat will cook that egg and it'll just kind of stick into where that hole is at.
A leak like that, it's anything that's floating around in the radiator or the cooling system's gonna eventually get to that hole, and I guess you got a chance. You could probably put some Play-Doh in there or something. You got a chance it would stick in the hole and clog it up. I'd just rather fix the problem. But I mean, at least it might get you where you're going, so you can work on it or whatever.
For PXP, yeah, that's what they were saying. It's just for an immediate to get you off the side of the road to get to where you're going. And it's with the pepper and the egg that it said it was easy flushable and really didn't do a lot of damage to the engine nor the radiator if it was fixable.
It would get, with the pressure and all, it would get ripped up pretty good. And, I doubt it would stop up anything. But, what was I going to tell you? Of course, I've had to pressure test a lot of cars to find coolant leaks. And sometimes they're real obvious, and sometimes they can fool you, and you just have to pay attention. Sometimes they're behind the hose, or the leak is behind another component, and you can't actually see it. but you can see where it's running down. And you know, one thing about Kula, it does leave a distinctive trail, and so you just have to follow that trail to the highest point, and that's where your leak is.
Follow the clean spot back to the where it starts getting dirty again, and that's pretty much where to start looking for your leak at.
I've seen a bunch of them, I tell you. Oh, man, I'm glad those days are over. Oh, man, I hated oil leaks and coolant leaks. They were just, you know, two things that are, they're just so dang messy and just a pain, usually a pain to fix, especially if it was a freeze plug. Oh, my goodness. Those things were just, a lot of them were behind the motor mounts and or behind an alternator or AC unit or something, and you know, you got freeze plugs on the ends of the heads and on usually two or three in the sides of the block and on both sides and one in the back, and they're just everywhere. So, and antifreeze, the thing about antifreeze is after 2 or 3 years it becomes acidic and it'll start eating metal parts, so that's why you need to flush your system about every 2 years is a good rule of thumb to keep that from happening.
Yep, I'll definitely keep that in mind, because when I go in there for my next oil change or find a place that will be able to do them all at one time. Since you're obviously dealt with cars, it more than likely there's bolts in there that are just pretty much sometimes makes you have to pull the whole engine out just to get that bolt out, because that's where it used to be on one of the actually the howitzer piece in the military. That third bolt on the starter, you had to pretty much take the whole engine out to be able to get to that. So when we put that new starter in, we just never put that third bolt back in there. So that way, if we ever had to replace the starter on that vehicle again, we did not have to pull the engine back out. We could just sit there and go in through the driver's hatch.
You're not supposed to tell people about that. You know, people don't want to hear. They don't want to hear that kind of stuff over the air. You know, if mechanics working on their car, they leave a bolt out. Oh, me. Well, I tried not to do that. In fact, I can't remember a time that I did do that, but I guess you could get away with it in the military. But Lord have mercy. They caught me doing something like that, I'd have lost my job in a hurry. Well, I'm sitting here at the sports club. I'm gonna play some tennis and get some exercise and have a little fun, hopefully. So, you have a safe trip home, and we'll talk to you later. I'll clear out here after your final KP4CPA.
Is KO4PXB. Yeah, pretty much the only time we ever wanted to have and did that for the emergency purposes. That way, more so when we were in the combat situations, we did that, because when you can replace a starter in 45 minutes compared to taking 2 and 3 hours to take an engine out and do it that way, that 45 minutes definitely is a good situation. All right, please be careful. Talk to you later.
All right, well, now that you're in a combat situation, that changes everything. Okay, so I would agree with you on that, yeah. No problem. All right, well, thanks for your service and your sacrifice, and we'll talk to you later. 73's KB4CBA.
CEF Mobile.
I hope I got that right. This is KC4SKD. Name is Larry. Hey, pretty close. Like you said, it was a foxtrot on the end of there, but it's close enough to work. Name here's Andrew. How you doing this afternoon or evening?
Hey, if I can get home safely and within a reasonable amount of time, which is getting more and more difficult to do.
You're right about that. I've been just on my little short trip on the 85, about 10 miles. I've been cut off. I've had two times where everybody just stops in the middle of the interstate. And you don't know why, what's going on. You don't see nothing. It's just like, I don't know. Everybody just, I don't know if they're just not paying attention or what.
Normally, I don't go 85 anymore ever since one day when I got trapped on 85 and sat there for an hour and 45 minutes and went absolutely nowhere. I said, well, that's it for me.
Do the same thing. It just adds a little more onto my trip that I don't really want. But then again, like you said, if you're stuck on the interstate for a while, it would definitely make up for it.
Anyway, gotta go home and see what got to do at the house this evening, so the temperature is definitely rising as well. I saw one report that says it's supposed to be in the 90s, I think, Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me any. I got my truck earlier today and said it was 80-something, almost high 80s, so it wouldn't surprise me to go up a couple more degrees.
But time for it. We'll just have to deal with it. But I go home and find something to do. We got a little rock waterfall out in the bag. Well, it's not rock. It's made of fiberglass or something. But it looks pretty good. Told my wife I thought it'd be kind of neat to fix LEDs on it so you can see it at night. So I may try to do that.
Interesting. I've toyed around with the idea of putting one in my backyard for years. I kind of drew it up the way I'd want it to look. And I just never have got around to digging the big old hole for it. I don't know. There's just something about doing it. But, man, I would love to have one. That or, you know, just a little koi pond or something. It'd be nice to have.
All out. He put it in a pool and a hot tub and a kiddie pool. And he's got a waterfall with LED lights all around it as well. So needless to say, he's right popular with the neighbors.
Can you imagine? I bet all the neighborhood kids show up at his house. I know I've had them knock on my door before and be like, nope, not happening.
Built outdoor kitchen, and he makes absolutely the best.
Like a pizza oven, or is there flames in it, or how does that work? KO4CF.
Yep, this is KC4SKD. Yeah, it's a pizza oven. It's a brick oven. You build a fire down in the bottom part of it, and he's got this big old square aluminum piece on a stick, and you slide the pizza in there, and you have to take it out and turn it every once in a while. But boy, it's a lot of trouble, but it's an incredible pizza.
That sounds really good. I'd love to have that kind of setup. I've seen some of them you can buy for your gas grills, and I want to say they have some for charcoal as well, but I don't know. I've just never really wanted to invest in it. Man, a nice brick oven one would be really nice to have.
We did something at the house back when COVID started getting pretty bad. We bought a little fire pit, and we cook our food over the open fire in the back, and all kind of stuff, mashed potatoes, well, potatoes and whatever meat you want to cook. It's just something about it just makes it taste so much better.
See there, shoot, I did burgers last night, and, you know, I mean, I got the propane, and I got the charcoal, and then I got a smoker. I told the wife, that I'm going to throw it on the smoker, and we'll just, I'll let them slow cook for a little while, and then I'll crank up the temperature and finish them off, and I think they turned out pretty good.
Well, anyway, yeah, that sounds very good. It's been a while since we've charcoaled hamburgers. We need to do that. I'm about to go in that area where the repeater gets real scratchy, so I guess I better go ahead and sign with you for now.
See said your name was Larry, if I remember it correctly. I'm usually horrible with names, but I'll say 7-3 to you, and you have a safe trip out there on the road, and hope we'll holler at you again. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear.
Take care. Good talking to you. KC4SKD.
KSW Mobile.
KO4HKX Mobile.
Around the whole time, KO4CEF.
Roger that.
Oh, yeah. Men sandbagging.
Want to sleep?
Be good.
Over here, at least it's not storming.
Just missed the rain. I mean, there was some nice black clouds going overhead, but I think I just hit the edge of it on my way home.
Getting hot over here.
Get a peek out over here. It's probably going to be nice and humid.
It's calling it 88 here.
You again? I figured you'd be home by now.
Shade tree while she's sniffing the ground.
Patrick, you out and about or are you home already?
Out and about. I'm heading home. I'm on 25, getting ready to go across 414.
Shoot, I'm almost home myself, so I got a few projects I want to try to work on, so I'm glad the rain's kind of moved on. I'm going to see if I can get those knocked out today. That way, front mulch bed won't look like I'm growing a little bit of everything in it.
I'm going to head to the house and do my clothes out and get all that done, and then I may get on the radio for a little while.
Good plan. I believe that's what I'm going to do later on this evening. I don't know what I'll do, but I'll definitely get on the radio and play for a little bit after I get my chores done.
Yep. I don't know. I need to test out my antenna and everything, but me and Susan been binge-watching the Star Wars series in chronological order, not in the order that they come out, so you can understand the show better, so we've been having our time in the evenings watching that.
The Obi-Wan show that's coming on Disney Plus?
See, we watched all of the Mandalorian in about a week, and then we watched all of that Boba Fett one, and now I think we're on about the third movie of Star Wars.
Yeah, I'm ready for Obi-Wan, so I'm looking forward to that one coming out. I'm ready for the next season of Mandalorian. But, all right, gentlemen, I am pulled in the driveway. Hopefully I will get to talk to y'all in the morning. But I am trying to get into work a little bit earlier. We started some new stuff for our meeting. But I think I got most of the work done, so I shouldn't have to get there too early. But tomorrow will be the 6 o'clock meeting day. So, anyway, y'all be safe out there. And Ken, don't get sunburned. Patrick, be safe on your way home. And hopefully we will get to talk to you in the morning. KO4CEF, I'm going to say 7-3, and I'll be clear on y'all's final.
Andrew, you take care of this evening, and maybe we can talk in the morning. KO4HKX.
Have a good evening. Try to catch you in the morning. KN4CSW.
Too bad. Just dealing with the usual issues anymore.
Yes, we had a pretty good day. Had got a good bit of work accomplished somehow.
Anymore, I feel like I'm just spinning my wheels.
Your line of work has got to be really hard, frustrating.
This part is not that bad. It's just every now and then, it just, I don't know, it just gets to you. You get to hearing it all day long and just get tired of it. For the most part, most guys understand. You just run across that occasional one that just doesn't get it.
Like my boss, he just don't understand. I should, you know, look for other vendors or something, you know, or somebody that can supply. But it's like, man, even if I did find somebody, it's hard, extremely difficult to switch suppliers here.
That's somebody that's probably never done that job before and doesn't realize what it takes to do that. But I have a feeling that all these people want to order from Amazon and all these other places are going to realize just how much of that is relying on these trucks running up and down the road here soon.
What comes to speak? One of those things where if I buy from the OEM, they may have it. going to cost you more. But if I buy from the distributor, you know, that sells that brand, I can get it cheaper, but it takes longer. You know, which do you want to do? Yeah, it's one of those where it's like, yeah, we don't need it in a rush, so I order it, and then the next day or two, they say, when's that coming in? Can you get it any faster?
If you'd have told me that ahead of time.
You get the whole story, you know what I mean? And so, you know, the one guy says it isn't a rush, and then somebody else thinks it is a rush.
Most people think, oh, it still just takes 3 days to get something. That just-in-time stuff ain't working anymore. You're going to have to carry inventory on stuff that you use on a regular basis.
It takes me a little while to get, and that I went ahead and upped on how much I keep stock just to, you know, try to stay ahead of the game.
Instead of having too much inventory.
The supplier, the material was, let's say, the vendor, current vendor was going up, I don't know, like 30 or 40 cents a pound. So somebody found a different supplier for 10 cents less per pound than the original supplier was, but you had to take a whole truckload. So hence, I had to go get a Connect put up out in the yard.
Try to do any tuning on your antennas this evening?
The yard's all set up and everything, and when I hit the tuner on 80 meter, it didn't, you know, usually it took a little while, but it just did it right quick, and it was like, I don't know, 1.2. It was way down compared to what it had been.
I hope everything works out for you on it. Sounds like it is.
The hardest thing is getting used to the, having to rotate the antenna, but I think I'd be able to hear. Even if I'm not pointed in the right direction, it'd just be low, right?
Part of that, Ken.
The operator. I still may be able to receive it, just be, you know, not very high on the meter.
Probably receive off of the side a little bit, being that cone anyway that goes out, so. But just have to, you work what you can. I mean, that's all you can do.
Sometimes when you look at the map and it tells you where, what angle to put it at or what degrees to put it at to reach where you want to, sometimes it's not really where you think it needs to be.
I'm up on the state line, so I'm going to go ahead and jump off. You have a good evening, and I'll talk to you in the morning. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
We'll try to catch you in the morning. KN4 TSW, clear.
KZ4 TMA, you still there, Patrick?
How are you this afternoon, KO4HKX?
A while, but this is from Greenville. You doing all right today?
I'm doing good. Simon, correct?
I think Shane's the other one with a Z in his call sign around these parts. But, yeah, that's right, Simon. You helped me out a little while back when I was trying to get some information on the swap net. I was looking for a better antenna. Anyway, so thanks again for that. But, yeah, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm coming up on my black hole, so I won't be able to stay around long. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine. I've had my rig. You know, I've only got a mobile rig. I don't have a base station yet, and I've had it disassembled for a little while because I was rewiring some stereo parts in the Jeep. So anyway, it's good to have it back on. Heard you on having that conversation. Just wanted to say hey and catch up. But hey, actually, while I've got you, and before you hit that black hole, I'm hoping to sign on to the net a few times this week. Do you remember which nights there are different kinds of discussion? Like, which night is the swap net? And I think there's also a night when it's kind of like a newcomer's educational conversation or something like a round table. Do you remember which nights those are?
Yes, sir. Tuesday night is the round table for your education, and Wednesday night is Gary with the swap net.
Up on me right there, but you said Wednesday night was swap net, and if you don't mind, tell me one more time which night was the round table.
That would be Tuesday. But you got to let them know you want to hang around.
You'll do it. That's good to know. All right, well, listen, good to say hey. I'll catch another time when you're not approaching your black hole, and it'll be good to catch up when we do. But I'll let you go for now. But, yeah, thanks for saying hey. KO4HKX, KZ4TMA. I'll be clear after your final.
KO4ZTMA. You have a good afternoon. Good to catch up again. KO4HKX, clear.
4RM mobile.
LX mobile monitoring.